USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The clock is ticking down to a possible government shutdown December 16th if Congress cannot approve a budget bill for 2023. Ohio Representatives and Chair of the Republican Governance Group, David Joyce, tells ABC's George Stephanopoulos on This Week their focus remains on working with Democrats on keeping the government open, something he believes they will be able to do.
Obviously, the debt limit's an issue, and there's going to be times where I hope that we don't get in a position like we did with that failed experiment in October of 13, where we shut down the government for a long period of time.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is now facing multiple investigations from prosecutors and regulators after the crypto giant's collapse last month lost billions of dollars for investors. Brinkman-Fried denied any improper use of customer funds, but admits he was not involved as he should have been on the exchange's progress and status before its collapse.
Look, I screwed up. Like, I was CEO. I had a responsibility here. I had a responsibility to be on top of what was going on the exchange. I wish I had done much better at that.
A brand new bomber with that new car smell.
The U.S. military unveils its new Air Force B-21 Raider bomber in California with plans to build 100 more of them, which can be flown with or without a human crew. Republican member of the House Armed Services Committee, Virginia Congressman Rob Whitman, tells Fox News how it creates a significant deterrent for China.
It helps us surpass what has been a strategic advantage for the Chinese in that particular realm. This lets us not only catch up, but surpass them.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the B-21 Raider will be impossible for even the most sophisticated air defense systems to detect in the sky. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This past week, the Democratic National Committee shook up the 2024 presidential nominating calendar by removing Iowa from the top slot and giving it to South Carolina instead. On Fox News Sunday, Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst weighed in on the decision.
I'm glad that Republicans are staying the course. And, you know, how I feel about this, I feel that Democrats have really given middle America the middle finger.
President Biden championed the change, believing it will better reflect the diversity of the Democratic Party. Heading into the holidays, renewed concern about what's being called a triple-demic, RSV, COVID, and flu cases, once again putting stress on the nation's healthcare systems. The largest county in the U.S., Los Angeles, may even bring back indoor mask requirements. Here's Dr. Darian Sutton, an emergency room physician, on what you should know.
The current circulating strain of the flu vaccine is geared for. So if you get your flu vaccine now, you can have that protection before the New Year Christmas holiday period.
Legal action follows the messy pre-sale of Taylor Swift concert tickets. More than two dozen Swifties are suing Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation, alleging fraud and price fixing. Here's one of the plaintiffs, Swiftie Julie Barfus.
Ticketmaster needs to see and acknowledge that there is a problem with the way they're doing business, that they're really hurting the fans in how they're doing it.
In a recent statement, Live Nation said Ticketmaster does not set or control ticket prices. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.